Star 88.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations, another interesting program today as we talk with a new friend and talk about the ministry that's going on in Winchester, Indiana. It's called The Journey Home. I just met this gentleman a few days ago and found out about what they're doing for veterans, and my heart was moved, and we just knew we wanted to give them a little highlight. So Eldon Solomon is the executive director of The Journey Home in Winchester. And Mr. Eldon, thank you so much for joining me today. Tell me a little bit of an overview about what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you for letting us be here today. Sure. The Journey Home is a transitional home for homeless veterans. And to be very simple, we take veterans off the streets that are homeless and put them in to our facility where they can get fed, where they can get medical attention, they can have the companionship of other veterans, and we then support them back into permanent housing. Our mission is to end veteran homelessness, yes. And we see our services here as the first step to do that, get them off the street and into housing.
Amen. I love that. You're in Winchester. So how many people are you trying to reach in that area that is a need? Because sometimes you think that's mainly just bigger, larger cities, but you're meeting a need and there's a need right there.
Well, the need is a national need. And yes. So we will take veterans from all over the country. Obviously, we will pull them from Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, Illinois, Kentucky. But very often we'll get veterans that are transient and get stuck in the area, and a referral source will link them up with us. So obviously there isn't that many homeless veterans in rural Indiana, but our 14-bed facility will take any veteran that meets VA qualifications, and we will transition off the street into housing.
Well, when you think of the statistics that one out of every four veterans are homeless, and veterans make up 24% of all homelessness in the United States, there is a need for there to be help in a lot of different areas. And Eldon, I know that you're always looking for someone to help out, to pitch in. There's one way that somebody can be a part of that, and you have something coming up, a 5K. Tell us about that real quick.
Oh, our 5K is called Victory for Veterans 5K.
Yay.
Not only an event to raise money, it's a way for the community to celebrate our veterans and the services and sacrifices that they have made to our country. It is a way for us to connect the community to our mission, for the community to feel the same passion and same mission that we have here at the Journey mm-hmm. Home, and to be a part of that. So they can register for our 5K and pay the registration fee, but more important, they can come and participate. We'll have a national anthem at 8:55. We'll have our first start of our run walk, which will be all veterans and current military and their running and walking companions, so that we can cheer them on and we can celebrate their service and their sacrifice and let them feel mm-hmm. our love. And then at 9:05, everybody else who wants to run a walk will start.
Such a beautiful thing. Victory for Veterans 5K Run Walk is Saturday, April 7th, 9 a.m. You said the start there. The event's going to take place in Greenville, Ohio. And Eldon, I'm so glad to hear about this, and I'm going to make it easy for you and the people that are in the Winchester, Greenville area to be a part of this event. Everything you need to know about registration and how to get there and the details are all at star883.com on my Conversations link.